There is a laboratory module in the risk management system. Previously, certain samples were required to be tested for purity. For example, if any chemical, higher purity value should be high, lower purity value is low. So in order to check the purity of the consignment, of the material in that consignment, testing is required to be done. Previously, as far as testing is concerned, samples were required to be obtained through the custom brokers, taken out from the consignment before a custom officer while examining the goods and taken to the customs laboratory, etc., etc. But now, nothing of that sort is required to be done. It is the custom officer who examined the goods, first generate the test memos online, record the details of the sample, and print the test memos. They will dispatch the samples. Custom officer who is examining the goods will dispatch the samples drawn from the consignment to the concerned laboratory or refer it to the PGA as required. Custom broker is not required to do it. Laboratory's representative will come every day to the examination center, collect the required samples and take it. The laboratory's concern will access the test memo details, what details are required to be tested. And when test and analysis is carried out, they will record the results online itself. And these results and recommendation can be accessed by the customs department, and then they can take further necessary action on that particular consignment. No hard copy of test memo is required. No hard copy of test results are required. It is directly through ICES, the laboratory will inform the customs department. The bill of entry shipping will refer to the PGAs at the stage of filing and processing of by the RMS. Whether testing is required to be done or not, it will be decided by the RMS. For your information, I can tell you that nowadays, any item which is required to be tested for its purity, that test report can be valid for 6 months, subject to condition that the importer imports the material from the same manufacturer, number one, price factor, purity factors are all same, and test memo is available. That test memo would be valid for 6 months. That is something which the RMS will decide. And if already it has been tested, then no further test will be required. No lab testing, lab module will be required. And then assessment is completed, out of charge, late export order is given for the bill of entry or shipping bill. After the agency enters the release or out of scope or provisional NOC is granted for all items in that particular document. As I told you, E-Sanchit is another window in the ice gate. And this is a paperless processing under the SWIFT. That means uploading of all supporting documents. Now, what are the primary documents, supporting document as far as your import clearance is concerned? Number one is the import invoice with packing list. Number two is the IGM. And then if any other document is required as per the requirement of the partner government agencies under the Allied Acts. Now, these documents have got to be uploaded through E-Sanchit in the IceGate window. And the integrated declaration has got a separate sections on particulars of the supporting documents to be provided along with the shipping bill and bill of entry. They will be declared when you are trying to check the requirements. importers, exporters, custom brokers are now required to submit all supporting documents online on iSCATE after affixing a digital signature on the respective documents. The documents are first uploaded on iSCATE. A unique ID image reference number is generated, and then the document is linked with the shipping bill or bill of entry through the reference number you have mentioned on the ID. Integrated declaration, you have mentioned that reference number, it will be linked by the Customs Department RMS while checking the document. There is a customs compliance verification also required. That is, the physical examination of the goods are concerned. And here also, there is a simple facilitation being granted under the Turant Customs Scheme. Here, the custom brokers, importers or exporters would be able to register the goods online on the iSCATE after the goods have arrived at that particular point for verification. That is examination of the goods. The custom compliance verification would operate after the goods are registered, even while duty has not been paid or the payment is in progress. That is, when you have got the TR6 challan generated, by the time you comply with your bank requirements of uploading the e-payment, completing the e-payment procedures for payment of duty, the document will not wait for the duty payment to be completed. You can always get the document online registered at the point where the goods are lying, and there the custom officer, without payment of duty also, he will verify the goods. Once the goods are registered, the proper officer will do all necessary verification, confirm the completion of the CCV for that particular bill of entry or shipping bill in the system itself. That means they have not been interlinked. They have been separated. Simultaneous procedures can go on duty payment and customs examination. And after the customs officer has given his verification completion on the system, then thereafter on payment of duty, the customs automated system will electronically give clearance to the bill of entry or shipping bill. That is, the system itself will give out of charge or let export order as far as the import or export clearance is concerned. There will be no further going back to the custom officer or no interaction again. System under the RMS will complete the process. As far as payment of duty is concerned, it is all only through e-payment, electronic duty payment. And of course, this is a further step in the incentives of facilitation to clients for faster clearances. Importer-exporter who is registered under the online clearance system in iSCATE can make payment of all duties online using their computer system only, through this customs e-payment gateway. Now, this is again a gateway window on the iSCATE itself. What you have to do is, after the TR6 challan, that is the duty payment challan, is generated online, it appears on the screen online. The page displays the bills of entry pending duty payment with the remark pay. Soft copy will come onto your system as far as the bill of entry number is concerned, shipping bill number is concerned, with the remark pay. You will click onto that pay, and then you can debit any of your transaction account to pay through iSCATE. complete your payment procedure by connecting your bank account number and authorizing your bank to make payment directly online itself. It's hardly a few minutes like you do all your other mobile payment systems, etc. Again, looking to the risk management system and integrated declaration automation, there is an online messaging system built in with the customs department. The ICS has also requires importers, exporters, and custom brokers to communicate with all the regulatory agencies through a formatted messaging system only. Why? Because there are no hard copies of documents. Only messages being transferred here and there, data entry being transferred here and there. All documents declarations are required to be processed only as per understanding of the ICES messaging system. And here I am giving you a format of a messaging system on my slide over here. A very short form of message system gives you the IGM reference number being attached to that particular document as far as shipping company is concerned while you are uploading to ICES. With this message, you attach your document. That's all. You don't have to write a lengthy letter, dear sir, dear, etc., etc., etc. The custom digital trade facility relies upon all online messages to be coded and formatted. They are all coded short form and they are formatted messaging system. And therefore, you as importer, exporters or custom brokers have now to prepare all custom document declarations in a coded and formatted system as per the international standards. Therefore, we have to follow the various code lists as declared by national and international agencies for all transactions with the regulatory agencies. There are coded message systems everywhere for all aspects of movement, data movement of the document and the goods. Your document should have a data of location of where the cargo is. If it doesn't have that code, then your cargo may lie at one place and your data entry document may go to another custom station. And for this purpose, all your transactions for import-export transactions, the primary code is the IEC, importer-exporter code number, which you have to go to compulsory obtain from DGFT. As far as international passengers are concerned, all passengers entering or leaving India by international flights pass through customs, compulsory. And their role is to ensure that the passenger is not carrying any baggage of high value dutiable goods more than the permissible limit. The custom officers have also to ensure that he does not try to smuggle any prohibited or banned or sensitive goods. That is the reason of checking of the passengers. The passengers or businessmen or trade delegations or professionals or tourists, all of them, because they are internationally moving to all custom stations throughout the world, so they are always in a hurry and therefore they want quick customs clearance. And that is where they get, as far as arrival of passengers in India is concerned. On their arrival, the passenger is first cleared by the immigration authorities. Yes, visa is checked whether you are allowed to enter India or not. Thereafter, the passenger takes the delivery of his baggage from the conveyor belt and passes through customs. Passengers who have got no dutiable goods to declare can walk through the green channel. There is a green channel system where you bypass all the customs officers and simply walk out. And those passengers who have got something to declare, some high value goods, etc., or certain prohibited goods, they want to declare to the custom, they will follow the red channel system, which is meant for passengers who have something to declare or are carrying goods in excess of the duty-free allowances. Such passengers are required to pass through the red channel. Now, basically, those who pass through the green channel, they are also giving a declaration to the customs officer by their movement. And their movement itself is a declaration to the custom officer, ki I have no dutiable goods excess of the required target, or I have no prohibited goods, and therefore I'm passing through the green channel. Once they are outside the customs area, then there are customs investigation agencies standing outside. If they suspect any passenger to be carrying of the goods, they can detain that passenger outside the area also, check their goods. And if they are found to be carrying any dutiable goods or prohibited goods, then they are brought back inside and their cargo baggage is seized and they are made to pay a heavy penalty or duty. Fine, penalty, duty, etc. are levied from such passengers. Normally, the value is generally accepted, duty assessed, and that is those passengers who have come by the red channel. And on payment of any duty, the passenger is allowed clearance. That is, on the spot, it is assessed by the proper officer of customs who is checking your goods, what you have declared, that this is the item I have brought in excess, duty required to be paid. That will be checked by the proper officer of customs. And after duty is paid over there online itself, then clearance is allowed. Certain passengers who are Indian origin, they go out of India to work in some other countries for a number of years. And when they come back after their period of work is over, they transfer their residence to India, back to India. So such type of transfer of residence passengers, there is a special facilities being granted. The person transferring his residence to India after 2 years stay abroad gets certain additional duty benefits. He is able to clear free of duty all his used personal and household articles. But firearms, cartridges of fire, cigarettes, cigars, tobacco, alcohol, liquors and wines, gold or silver ornaments are allowed only within a small free allowance limit, not any excess. And that also complying with the allied agencies' requirements. Electronic items like washing machine, air conditioner, microwave oven, personal computers, dishwashers, music systems, electrical or LPG, cooking range, refrigerators, deep freezers, video cameras, and all other FMCG goods are charged to duty, no duty-free allowance. But they are charged to a lower concessional rate of duty. It is if they show that these particular items they have used while staying over there, and therefore they are transferring all these items back to India. Thank you. Yes, friends, this is what a vast customs ocean. It's a very vast ocean. You've got to learn how to swim so that you don't drown. Thank you.